Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and let's see, a reminder, tomorrow night, because we're pre-recording this, tomorrow night is Durango Rocks up at the Community Concert Hall, and there's still time to get tickets. Go to durangobusiness.org and come out and support all the businesses and individuals as we give out, I always call it, of the year awards. So Melissa with Single Track Cafe is in the studio with me. How are you?
I am doing great. Good morning, Jack.
Well, thank you first for the coffee. I mean, I got to tell you, I interview people all the time and I always joke and say, well, where's the sample? And you brought me some. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what flavor do I have?
So that is Guatemalan. That is on our drip. And we'll be talking a little bit more about those beans and what we have available in just a couple minutes.
Well, I'll tell you, it's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. I mean, I didn't even order it and just showed up with it. This is, more people need to take notes when I interview them that you bring samples. Now, you guys have launched Beans for Benefit program. Tell me about that.
So Beans for Benefit incorporates giving back to the community into our business model. And what we have is four nonprofit organizations that are featured on the bag of coffee.
Yep.
And when you purchase the coffee, it benefits, a portion of the proceeds are going to go back to these local nonprofits.
And I'm looking at a couple you brought in a Durango Devo and then the Davis Finney Foundation. So what are the four that you're working with?
Right. In addition to Devo and Davis Finney, we also have the Adaptive Sports Association, and we have the...
I threw a curveball.
Right.
Yeah, wait for it. Wait for it. You can think about it. It'll come to your mind here in a minute. Don't worry. I'm gonna ask you, when you... Your business model, obviously, is paying it forward and to do things. So between the organizations, what made you decide to do the Beans for Benefit program?
Well, I was actually... I tend to get a lot of advertisements for coffee, even though we have a locally roasted coffee that we, use. And I had seen some that were, supporting different causes. And I was like, we need to have that locally.
Yeah.
So Great Old Broads for Wilderness is the other organization that we've got.
See, I knew you'd come up with it.
These coffees are, like I said, locally roasted by Rocky Mountain Roastery. So these are not special blends that we have. We do have one that's not part of the program. That's our Single Track Cafe blend that we put together ourselves. But these other coffees are ones that we have just relabeled as part of our Beans for Benefit program. And so... as you can see on the label, there's an organization and pictures featured representing those organizations on each bag.
That is so neat. And then, so when someone comes in, let's say I want to support Durango Devo, and I buy a bag of the, and this one happens to be decaf, but you said before we went on air, you can also get other flavors, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be the decaf. I can say, I want Devo and I want the Java Estate flavor.
Right. So each quarter, the proceeds are divided up equally among all of the organizations. So it doesn't matter which type of coffee you prefer. You are still supporting those four organizations.
So it doesn't matter. You're going to take, let's say, you raise, $10,000 and then you're going to divide it up a quarter to each of them, 25% to each of those four.
That's exactly right.
Wow. And are those four organizations the ones that you stay with all year? Are you looking to change it up? What are you just saying? Nope, these are our organizations and this is who we want to support.
This is a new program for us. And so our intention is to stay with these organizations.
These four,
Yes, for the entire year and evaluate and see if they wish to continue.
Sure.
It, of course, brings in revenue for them without them having to do fundraisers.
Right.
For it. Doing coffee fundraisers is nothing new, but in that situation, the organization has to do a lot of work. And in this situation, we're offering this to the community and to our customers without the organizations having to do anything really extra.
Oh, that's so cool. And then I'm just curious. So like with the purchase of each bag of the the beans, the coffee. One, can you grind up the coffee? Because I don't have a grinder at home. I just realized that.
Yes, we do. Oh. We grind the coffee. And if you come up to the Sky Ridge location, mm-hmm. that's where we can grind it quickly for you and be able to grind it for the type of brewing method that you're using.
Oh.
So if you're going to run it through an espresso, you're going to need a different grind than if you're running it through a drip.
You know, when you mention that, first off, you have two locations. You're up at Sky Ridge, and then you're also over by Anima Surgical.
Yes.
And what are your hours for your locations?
So the location, our original location next to Anima Surgical Hospital on Rivergate mm-hmm. is open Monday through Friday from 8 to 2.
Okay.
And the second location where we've been up in Sky Ridge mm-hmm. By the college is about, is usually we're doing 7:30 to mm-hmm. 4.
Okay.
Monday through Friday, and then Saturday we're 8 to noon.
Oh, very nice. So you can swing by on your way into work and get your coffee at either location, obviously. And you also have some incredible food. I had crepes.
Yeah, up at the Sky Ridge location, we uh-huh. do a lot of gluten-free. We do gluten-free crepes, but you would never know
yeah.
if you
no,
did,
they were, I
if
didn't
I didn't
know.
Tell you. That's
yeah.
right. You had one, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do our gluten-free, exclusively gluten-free baking at that location.
Okay.
We've got some sandwiches. Then at the cafe down by... down in Rivergate, we have a little bit more food. We're serving a lot of, you know, breakfast and lunch for mm-hmm. people that are working in that area.
So, right.
So we've got sandwiches and salads and things like that.
Yeah. You know, and I just, what I love about Single Track too, it's just the everything is freshly made and it's really, really good. I mean, I've gone in there and I'm like, which do I want? And I'll actually be like, okay, would you have this one or this one? And you guys will recommend. And I'm like, okay, I'll go with it.
Yeah, we've just put out our spring and summer menu with a couple of cold sandwiches. In the winter, we had mostly warm sandwiches, you know, on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we like to use fresh and make them fresh
right.
Every time. So we also use some organic products whenever we can.
Yep.
And we really love serving the community with a smile.
Yeah, no problem. And then also you have a community event coming up. Tell me about that. I'm trying to read your notes upside down. It says May 15th. What's that all about?
So on Sundays up in Sky Ridge, we're closed. And what we've been doing is scheduling some special events. We did a paint pour event, workshop, I guess you could call
mm-hmm.
it. We are doing the Tree of Life, like beaded Tree of Life. That's coming up in May 15th.
Uh-huh.
And we also have been doing game nights. So
well,
it's
fun.
An adult alcohol-free game night. The second Friday night of the month is when we're doing those now.
Oh, second Friday. And yeah. Game nights are fun.
Yeah. And this is a great time to shout out. I have a yeah. couple of employees, Alex and Lauren. We could not get by without them.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring, you know, each unique skills. Alex runs the game night.
Okay.
And hangs out there late from 5:30 to 8 on the Friday night when she's doing game night.
So I want to ask, all right, so you mentioned game night. I love game night, but every time I play a game, I'm like, explain this again. How does this work? So if I am one of those that feel very intimidated, I shouldn't be, I bet, because you guys will walk me through it and make me feel invited and warm and welcomed.
Absolutely. We
okay.
welcome everyone, all ages and all people.
Mm-hmm.
And we are Alex is great with introducing games that are easy if you need something just light, or you can get in with a group
uh-huh.
who's already playing something like, I'm not sure.
Catan is a game that it's funny. My stepson and his girlfriend love Catan. and play it with them. And every time we do, I'm like, okay, how does this? I got to build roads and I got to conquer what? I mean, how does this work? But obviously that's what Alex and the gang are there for.
Yeah, they did. They did some role-playing games. We had some kids from the college come over and they were having a really good time. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Again, that's the second Friday. And if you just tuned in, I'm talking with Melissa from Single Track Cafe. And you also have your Beans for Benefit program, Davis Finney Foundation, Durango Devo,
Great Old Broads for Wilderness, and who is the list?
Yeah, Great Old Broads for Wilderness, and I just spaced it too. Oh my gosh, that is so funny. We'll remember it here in a second. Don't worry about that. And so when you purchase one of the coffees, I'm assuming a percentage goes back to the pool of money because you divide it all up equally. Yeah. So I'm curious, can you disclose how much of each bag?
Yeah, so right now we've got $1 from each bag is going back, and then we'll tier that, you know, as and hopefully we can raise that up with community support. So
awesome. And what's your website? I want to ask you about that.
Our website is www.singletrackcafe.com.
Very, very straightforward.
Very easy.
Yep.
We just had a redesigned, and now you can even shop online and buy the coffee. So I'm getting ready to send out some to New York.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was purchased Friday evening.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
I was super excited.
I'm stalling because I'm putting in singletrackcafe.com. I'm looking up your website here because I'm just curious, you know, and all the different flavors that you have. And you, again, you have two locations over at the Rivergate and then also up at Sky Ridge.
Yeah, and the Rivergate location is super convenient on the Animas Trail. If you just cross over that little bridge and go up, if you're out, you know, running around, it's a great place to stop in and get a nice cold drink. We do handcrafted drinks as well. In addition to coffee, we have boba tea and matchas, and at the Sky Ridge location, we do more drinks and coffees and teas. Well, not really more coffee, but more tea.
Sure.
And up there, we also have some plant-based energy drinks.
Oh.
So like healthy energy.
Oh, well, and I think when we were up there, you made, I had the crepe, but then you also made, you put added some energy, which I could use that day. You know,
right.
And it's amazing what you can put in there that, like you say, is healthy.
I always like to let people know too that we have that I have a special stash, like my private stash. So if you ask for it, I can give you some additional flavors because I have flavored matchas that are just out of this world. And
you know, it's so funny when you say that because I have somebody else that it's Brian out at the casino, and he says, yeah, you can have this sandwich Brian's way, grill or they do something different. And it's so funny when he does that because I'm like, how do you know Brian? I'm like, I have connections. You know,
right?
He's my former board president. So, again, I'm talking with Melissa from Single Track Cafe. You can check out everything at singletrackcafe.com. And you're doing the Beans for Benefit program. So when you purchase a bag of your wonderful coffee, then a dollar goes to these organizations. You divide it up in the four organizations.
And this coffee is organic, and it's really important regardless where you get your coffee. Coffee is one of the most chemically altered foods.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always encourage people to get organic coffee. So you get rid of those chemicals.
Well, and I have to say, when you talk about the different, you know, way you prepare the coffee, when I was in Kauai, I did a coffee tour at the coffee plantation, and they brewed it, and you could taste. They said, this is tap water, and now this is the different water, and you could taste the chemical in the water alone, and then how the drip went. I mean, I learned so much about it. It was amazing.
It is really incredible to learn all of the different things that affect the flavor of your coffee.
Absolutely. And you can find it all out at Single Track Cafe, either over at the Rivergate location or up at Sky Ridge. And we got about 30 seconds. Anything else you want to throw in there? I threw a curveball at you.
Yeah. Come up to Sky Ridge. We've got a selfie wall and we have special stickers. We've got stickers that we give our customers up there, and we've got special ones, and you can get in our drawing for a free drink.
There you go. It's all happening. Single Track Cafe, Sky Ridge, and Rivergate. Melissa, thank you, and thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Jack.
Was it painless?
It was good.
Check it all out, singletrackcafe.com, and we'll see you at Durango Rocks tomorrow night. Get your tickets at durangobusiness.org. Have a great day.